All right, so this morning we are starting in on a brand new series called Relational Needs, because everyone needs help relationally. Now, just so you know up front, this is not a marriage series. So if you're like, well, I'm married, what am I supposed to do, right? You're 13 in the room and you're like, yeah, it's not gonna happen for a while, okay? At least your parents are hoping not, right? So what are we talking about? Well, we wanna talk about all sorts of relationships, because all relationships need help. Everyone needs help relationally. Not just in our marriage, we also need help relating as parents to our kids, as kids to parents. You have relationships at school, friends, teachers, all sorts of different relationships that we can talk about that all are gonna fit in what we wanna go over the next few weeks, because we all need help relationally. And it seems like even more in these days, we need even more help relationally, because a lot of relationships are just breaking down and falling apart, and we want to do everything we can to help all of us navigate these times and to help us relationally, because after all, everyone needs help relationally. That's what I want you to understand. You are not alone, okay? We all need help, okay? I need help. We all need help relationally so that we do better at building relationships and having good relationships in our home, in our school, in our workplaces, in our church. That would be really, really important. And sometimes I just need reminder of this, okay? If you do what you've always done, you always get what you've always gotten, okay? So if you just think, hey, I'm fine, I'm good, okay? The problem is if you just keep doing good, you don't get better, okay? And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about doing things differently in our relationships so that we get better. We want to get better. So I want to start this morning by simply talking about two poisons in relationships. I'm not going to talk about how to deal with these poisons, okay? We're going to deal with those in separate weeks. All I want you to do this week is be able to recognize, where are these in my relationships. Now, fortunately this year, for some reason, this is a good year to talk about poison. I think I'm on 5 cans of wasp spray. Anybody else? Wasp problems, bee problems, they're everywhere, okay? I don't know where they all came from, but they're everywhere. You go to work on painting your house, doing something else, and you're dealing with wasps, okay? Constantly, okay? We were going in the bus barn the other day getting something, a wasp had built a nest up in the corner, okay? So I'm punching in the numbers and I just happen to look up and about freak out because there's this whole swarm up in the corner. And I'm like, what on earth is going on, okay? So I understand this, okay? And you get a can to do what? To end them, okay? Not to send them away happily to another place to build a nest. You end them, okay? And I want you to know these two things are hurting your relationships. Some of you are going to have relationships that are going to end because these poisons are there, because they're coming in, because they're affecting your relationships. And here's the scary part. Most of us don't even know. Most of us don't even realize that we have some relationships teetering on the edge, okay? And unless there's some change made, unless there's a new direction, if you keep doing what you've always done, what you're about to get is not good, it's not helpful, and it's gonna end some relationships. And so I want us to be clear, this is really important that we look at ourselves and say, where are these in my life, okay? This is not, where are these with my spouse? Need not, where do I see this with my kids? This is, where do I see this in me? Because I better do something about it. Otherwise, I'm gonna end up ending relationships that I don't wanna end, because I'm poisoning them right now with these two things, okay? That's the whole question this week. Where do I see these surfacing this week, okay? So this morning, it's not a lot of hope, not a lot of encouragement. It's, I need to see these things. Because if you don't see them, you're gonna sit here the next 2 weeks and go, I'm fine, I'm good, okay? But if you start seeing that these are present in your relationships, now, uh-oh, okay? I got some poison stirring around, okay? Which is not a good thing. I got some poison seeping in to my marriage. I got some poison that's in our house and it's affecting all our household relationships. I got some poison at work. I got poison in our family relationships. and it's time we start doing something about them. Okay? Number one, assumptions. Okay? Now, when I talk about assumptions, okay, I am talking about assuming the worst instead of believing the best. Okay? And you know what's great this morning? You are listening to an expert, okay? I am an expert at doing this. I have told you my stories before. For example, when Stephen went on a mission trip to Romania, okay, and he was supposed to, right, because, come on, parents, it's a lot easier nowadays because your kids have a cell phone, and we know why you gave them a cell phone. Because you can track them, okay? That's why you gave them a cell phone. Your kids don't know. I'm sorry if I let the secret out of the bag at your house, okay? But that's why, right? So you could track them, okay? And so I'm thinking, this is easy. I can track Stephen wherever he is, okay? Except my son didn't take his phone out of airplane mode. Guess what you can't do in airplane mode? You can't track somebody, okay? And so I kid you not, and I told some of this before, I'm up watching the news at about 1 in the morning, because I want to know, did a plane crash in the Middle East, okay? Did a plane crash going into London? Did a plane crash in the Atlantic coming across, okay? Because that's where I went, okay? So if you've ever been there and you've assumed the worst instead of believing the best, okay? And come on, we all do it. We all do it with our kids. We do it with our spouse. Sometimes kids, we do this with our parents. Don't, oh, I can't tell them. If they know that I'm the one that broke the window, they will kill me, okay? And you've already assumed the worst, okay? You've assumed the worst. It's over for you. You're grounded for the rest of your life, okay? You're never going to see the outside, and you've just assumed, oh, I got to lie. I got to cover this up. I got to figure something out, okay? So we all are guilty so often of doing this. We assume the worst instead of believing the best. The best outcome, the best result. What's the best reason that they could be doing this? What's the best reason that they're late, okay? Come on, what happens, parents? Your kids are 10 minutes late. Again, the phone comes out, right? And you do whatever you can to track them. Where are they, okay? Was there a crash? Did something happen? Because this was what we do. If we're not careful, we do this. We assume the worst instead of believing the best. And what you need to know, this is absolute poison to your relationships. Do you know what assumption means? It says a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. Notice I capitalized at the end. Without, you have no proof, right? I have no proof. I had no proof anything was wrong. I had no proof anything happened, okay? But I went to it, it happened. Okay, it happened. It was bad, it was awful, okay? And I have that knack of doing that, okay? You might discover this in your life. You might see that this is happening in your relationships. You are assuming things as certain and as true without proof. Okay? But what if you're one of these people? If I assume the worst, I won't be disappointed, right? I'm all prepared, okay? I'm prepared for the phone call. I'm prepared for the knock on my door. I'm prepared to be grounded for the rest of my life. I'm prepared. So if I just assume the worst, well, I'm not going to be disappointed, right? It'll only be good, okay? It can only go up from here, okay? One of those people in the room, right? It can only get better, okay? That's what we do. Okay, but do you understand what we're doing? And I mean we. I am as guilty of this as everybody else in the room. Do you know what we're doing? If I assume the worst, I'm choosing to believe something that may never be true. And all the emotion that went with that, and all the thoughts that went with that are all associated with what? A lie. What if it's never true? Then we've just put all that energy and all that focus into a lie. Lies are incredibly damaging. You want a damaged relationship, you want to bring a lot of poison, bring some lies into it, and it will do it every time. Yeah, but if they really knew what I did, they would. And we do the same thing, by the way, in our relationship with God, don't we? Oh, God can't love me. If I showed up at church, I'd get struck by lightning. I mean, the building would just go up. That's the way it is, okay? Because that's what we assume God must be like. That's what we assume he would do. That's what we assume that he would be like. And all along, all the assumptions are doing, when you start thinking about it, okay, is it just convincing us to believe something that may never be true. And ultimately then, when it's not, we've believed what? a lie, which is incredibly damaging, okay? But what do I do with the gaps, right? What do I do with the gaps? What do I do with the person that's not fulfilling what they say they will do, okay? What do I do with the person who's consistently late? I set curfew and they're late, okay? I set it and they're late. These are called gaps, okay? These are called gaps. When somebody tells you they will do something and you get a different result, there's a gap. What do I do with the gap? Awesome question, right? We got to talk about that, right? Okay, the gap between the words and the actions. But they're saying one thing, they're making these promises and they're not doing them. And I don't know if I can trust them anymore. And I've got some real concerns because there's these gaps all over the place. And you don't realize the strain you're putting on your relationships with these gaps between what you're saying and what you are doing. Well, come back next week because that's when we're going to address that one, okay? If you don't see, and this is why this is so important today, and I know it's going to be odd and awkward because you're like, he didn't say anything. I'm just supposed to see if this is around in my life. I don't know if I like this, okay? I don't know if I like it either, but I think we need a little tension, okay? And in the room, online, for those of you watching, I think we need a little tension this week of thinking through, are these there? Because if they're not there, you're going to come next week and go, I'm perfect, I'm fine, everything's great, okay? So next week when you come back, we're going to talk about what do we do with those gaps, okay? And if you're one of those people who are creating those gaps, you're going to know what you need to start doing differently as well, because this is poisoning your relationships, not just your marriage, your friendships, your family, your friends. It's poisoning everything because of these gaps. So this week, here's what you're supposed to do. This week, look for the gaps and what assumption you are making, okay? Just make a mental note. Don't point this out to anybody else, okay? For all the married people watching in the room, you are not allowed to tell your spouse, ha, you just did it, okay? You cannot do that. That's off limits this week. And if that happens to you, you can say, I told you not to do that, okay? You're allowed to say that this week, okay? So that's not the point this week. The point is not to see this. This is going to be really easy. You're going to see this everywhere, okay? You're going to see this at work and be like, oh, I wondered what was wrong with this place, okay? I figured it out now. Okay, there's all these gaps, okay? You're going to see these in your marriage. You're going to see these all over the place. And you're going to be tempted to want to step in and go, oh, stop it, okay? No, we're looking for where it is here. The only person you're in charge of this week to see if there's gaps is yourself. And look at all your relationships and look at the gaps that are happening and what assumptions are you putting into those gaps. Number two, expectations. Expectations. Here's another great poison that comes into relationships. Expectations. Okay? We all come into relationships with expectations. In fact, we come into lots of different ones. In fact, this morning, okay, if I let the people online just go into the chat and do this, and if we handed everybody a 3x5 index card, and I would just tell you, what are your expectations of me as pastor of Thrive? I'd get 50 different answers. I'm telling you, I would. I just would. And most of the time, your expectations are tied to your favorite pastor. That's the way it is, okay? Oh, I remember Pastor so-and-so back in the day, and he was perfect, and he was wonderful, and he did everything right, you know, and that's just the way it is. So your expectations are based on somebody else. Now, I had a friend who kept hearing for years that, I don't understand, Pastor, why you can't be like Pastor so-and-so. You know, he was here, and I don't know when. He was here like 30 years before my friend was, okay? I don't know why you can't be like him. He knocked on every single door in the community, okay? He knocked on every door. He knew everybody in the community. He was at every house, okay? And all he's thinking year after year is, oh my goodness, how did he ever do that? When did he ever have time to do all that, right? But that's all he heard was this expectation. Why can't you be like Pastor so-and-so? Until one day he met this former pastor, now died, his spouse, and said, and she, oh, how's the church going? Different things. Well, you know, they've told me your husband was amazing. He was great. And he knocked on every door in the community. And she said, of course he did. See, in those days, they really couldn't afford to pay us a full-time salary. So he was a door-to-door salesman. Boy, that's a huge piece of the puzzle left out, right? You just put an expectation on somebody for something did that had nothing to do with them being a pastor. This is the problem with expectations, okay? This is the problem with expectations. Let's just be honest. Some of you watch some TV shows, and you're like, why can't my husband be like that guy on This Is Us, right? What's wrong with him? Why can't he do that, okay? He's not real, okay? Just so you know, okay? The person you want your husband or the woman you want your wife to be, they're not real. They're acting. They're totally fake, okay? So that might help you this week if you've put those expectations on them, hoping they would be like them and waiting for that to happen, okay? We either eliminate those expectations or we watch them ruin our relationships. And whether you know it or not, you all go into relationships with some expectations. You all do. And we own a marriage with expectations. Some of those expectations are, this was my parents' marriage, okay? And this is the way it was, and this is how they operated. And so you go in and go, well, this is what marriage is gonna be like. And then it's not. And what are you gonna do when it's not what you expected it to be? And this is the problem with expectations. They just strain relationships because most of the time those other people in the relationship, they have no idea. They have no idea what you're expecting of them. They have no idea what you hope they will do. You have no idea how they think you ought to respond to what they're going through or what they're doing, okay? You have no idea. But those expectations have come in. And whether you know it or not, they are putting a lot of strain on your relationships. They're poisoning your relationships. And if you do nothing about them, they will continue to do that. And sometimes those relationships end because you put those expectations, okay? You say things like, well, they should know how I feel, okay? They should know what I feel like. They should know what they should do. You should know how you should respond. And you've never clearly communicated anything about that. You've just put on expectation after expectation. You know what the problem is? And someone said this years ago, and I really love it, and I try to remind myself all the time. We judge ourselves by our intentions and others by their actions, okay? Well, I intended to do everything perfect today, okay? So I think I had a good day, right? I just had all these good intentions, okay? And whether we did them or not, that's not how we judged ourselves. We judge ourselves on, but I went in with good intentions, and I meant to do this, and I meant to text this person because I know they're sick, and I meant to help this person out, and I meant to do all this good stuff, but you didn't do all this stuff. But that's how we judge ourselves, by what I intended to do, but the other person relationship, how do we judge them? By actually what they do, because that's all we see. We don't see their intentions. We don't see the things they had hoped to do or wanted to do. We just saw and experienced the things they actually did. So how are you judging yourself? And how are you judging the relationships that you are in? By your own intentions, by actions, how are you doing that? Okay? So then our question, right? So what can help us deal with the messiness of relationships? Because relationships are messy. They are, okay? None of them are perfect, okay? You can get better relationships over time if you work at it and you communicate and you work together on it. You can actually get better, okay? But there are no perfect ones. There are none, okay? So what can help us with the messiness of relationships? That's 2 weeks, okay? I know, right? I'm just making you watch again or come back and know how we're gonna deal with these two poisons. But for right now, right, look for the expectations you have. For every single married person watching or in the room, this is really simple. What expectations do I have of my spouse that they have no idea about? They have no clue, okay? They have no clue. that your household ran like this. And so you've put those expectations on your spouse. But why don't you do that? Okay, that's how it worked in my home growing up. You've never said that, but you are constantly disappointed in your spouse for things they don't even know about. Because you have expectations that have never been discussed and never been talked about and never been worked through. Okay? So before I let you go to work on this week, we got to talk about the roadblock. Right? What's the problem with going out and looking for these things this week? Okay? The roadblock is you. The roadblock is me. Okay? Because we at times will talk ourselves into that we're fine and we're okay, and gosh, I'm glad Ed's talking to my spouse, okay? I'm so glad he's not talking to me today, okay? This just happens, I'm telling you. Self-deception is easy. We are all in that category of so easily deceiving ourselves, okay? So what we're going to do about this. This is where, as followers of Jesus, we have a huge advantage. We have a huge advantage, and that is God helps us so that we are no longer self-deceived, so that we can see things clearly as we've never seen them before, so we can see the things we've kind of covered up and said, oh, that doesn't happen, that's not real, okay? He will help us do this. He will help us push back all the excuses we want to make this week, okay? Why it's okay that I have these assumptions, and it's fine that I have these expectations. He's going to help us past all this week to really examine ourselves. And so I want to end with Psalms 139. This is an incredible passage. You ought to read this entire chapter if you've never read it through, okay? And if you have the Bible app, you have a bigger advantage. You can just, in a lot of different versions, hit play and let them read it to you, okay? And just listen to the words, because David is all about talking in Psalms 139, how deeply God knows him, okay? And so here's his conclusion. If God knows me so well, right, because he formed me, he created me, he put me together, this means, okay, that God can help me when I am self-deceived, because he knows me and he can work past that self-deception and help me to deal with all the times I am not being honest with myself. So this is how he ends this psalm of how God knows me, okay, and how deeply and intimately God knows me with these words. Examine me, O God, and probe my thoughts. Test me and know my concerns. If you just pray this week, what God will do through this is amazing, okay? Because now I'm asking God, God, this might be me, okay? I'm fully convinced it isn't, but it might be me, okay? So what can I do about this? Would you show me, Heavenly Father, if this is me? Would you show me those assumptions? Would you show me those expectations? Because I'm not sure if I have any, but I might be fooling myself. And I don't want to do that. So would you show me? Would you examine me? Would you probe my thoughts? Would you help me see those gaps? And what do I do when those gaps happen, when they appear? What do I do about those? Would you show me that? He continues, see if there's any idolatrous way in me, if I'm just missing things, God, if I'm not following you, would you just help me see all this and lead me in the everlasting way? Jesus, I want to be following you. And I want to follow you in this, and I want better relationships. I want better relationships. And I'm not sure if I have them, and if you don't help me, I'll probably just fool myself into thinking that I have it better than most, and I'm okay, and everything's fine, and it's good when it isn't. Notice what it doesn't say. Oh, Lord, examine my spouse. Show them clearly what they are doing wrong, okay? Convince them, convict them, and just get them coming to their knees to me and tell me how wrong they are, okay? Doesn't say that. Doesn't say examine my friend. Doesn't say examine my children, okay? You can't pray it that way, because that's not what David's talking about, okay? He's not talking about anybody else. He's saying, God, if you know me that well, then you're going to know when I'm trying to fool even myself and I'm missing what you want to show me. And Jesus, I don't want to miss what you are showing me. I don't want to miss that because this is too important. The relationships in my life are too important. I want them to get better. I want them to do better. And I want to see them grow and flourish and ultimately thrive. Examine me. That's our prayer. That's our prayer this morning. Okay? Examine me. Where are the assumptions? Where are the expectations? Where are they in my life? I want you to show them to me so that I see clearly this is not their problem. This is my problem. And I'm ready to move forward, Father, into what you want me to do to help my relationships get even better. So we're going to pray this morning. And then we're going to ask you to stand and sing with us one more time. It's a song called Here's My Heart, Lord. Because this is an entire song about examining me, okay? I just love it, okay? I need you, Father, to speak what is true. Because I'm going to deceive myself. I'm going to fool myself. I'm going to tell myself everything's fine. And I need you, Father, to show me. So here's my heart. I need you to speak what is true. I need you to show me the assumptions I'm making in my marriage, in my friendships, in parenting, in our families, in my church family. I need you to show me those assumptions. I need you to show me where I've taken those expectations. I've just kind of flopped them on a relationship, and it's creating a whole lot of stress. So here's my heart. Speak what is true. So we're going to pray together this morning. We're going to sing that this morning. We're just going to ask God to do that great work in our hearts and lives. Let's pray. Father, we just pray the prayer of David. Examine me, O Lord. Probe my thoughts. Know my ways. Because this stuff is so easy to see in other people. So easy to see. We probably got a dozen examples right now. We just that way. In the mirror, this is impossible. This is just impossible. This isn't us. But this is the family I grew up in. We will excuse it away. We will reason it away. But we will not take responsibility for it. So here's our hearts. And we're asking you to speak what is true. We're asking you to open our eyes. Show me what I'm missing. So that I can see the assumptions and the expectations that are poisoning the relationships I care about the most. I don't want them to be poisoned any longer. I want them to be healthy. I want them to flourish. And I ultimately want them to thrive. But they will only do that, Father, if you reveal the poison. So the poison can be taken care of. And you will help us see that and move forward. Examine me, O God, as we sing this song. Would you help us to commit that this week I am going to look in the mirror instead of across from me? Would you reveal to us the assumptions and the expectations we have and what they're doing to our relationships? And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.